Well, for any clinician, you know, ours is to go into why. Mm. And that is why we do research.
Yeah.
Right? We need to find out why. Why do people do what they do? You know, and based on that, then you can be able to institute some preventive measures.
Yes.
Or even some creative measures in terms of trying to help either victims or corporates.
Mm.
It's very, very difficult to help corporates, you know, because a lot of internalized things are very, very difficult to change. Behaviors, though behaviors can be changed, but sometimes some behaviors very, very difficult. And so we need to find out why. Personally, what I tend to focus on in any situation, right? And probably because of also my interest areas, is also childhood development and how children develop.
Mm.
Why do some children grow up to become very responsible adults, whilst others grow up to be very, very dysfunctional adults? That is what I look at. And I think that we need to take parenting very, very seriously.
Yeah.
You know, what we do to kids, what we expose them to, whatever it is, whether they're, you know, started from childhood or later on, we need to be able to find out what it is. Then again, too, we need to look at our family systems, right? And the things we put in place when it comes to family and how we resolve things. A lot of times when maybe someone who has been, you know, fiscally or whatever abused, you know, there's virtually families tend to blame even the victims for whatever is happening to them. And because families may not even know exactly how to handle situations like that.
Mm.
So we need to also look at family systems. Then also, like Doc was talking about, we need to look at all the societal things that fuel abusive, you know, kind of relationships and try to deal with them.
Mm. In a, in a